在神的恩典当中，营会的信息去到第六讲了。
Under the grace of God, now we come to message 6 of our camp.
也都是去到生命记的34章。
And it is from Deuteronomy chapter 34.
但去到这章的经文的时候呢，
When we come to this passage,
其实心里面是有一份的矛盾。
I feel conflicted in my heart.
一方面为到摩西离世与神同在。为他感恩。
On the one hand, for Moses to be facing his death and to be with God forever, I thank God for that.
但是想到一个神的仆人离开世界的时候呢，
But when I consider that a servant of God who is going to leave this world,
心中的的确确有一份忧伤难过。
Indeed, I feel sad in my heart.
摩西的一生是应该感谢神的一生。
The whole life of Moses, we should give thanks to God for.
而且当他离世的时候，去到神荣耀的恩典当中。
And also,So when he was dying, he came to the glory of God.
是他一生最大最大的福气。
And it was the greatest blessing of his life.
但愿每一个神的儿女都有同样的体见。
I hope that every one of God's children can have this spiritual insight.
如果我们一生能够感谢神的话，
If we can give thanks to God for our life,
一生一定充满感恩。
Then surely your whole life will be full of thanksgiving.
让我们打开圣经，再一次看看摩西在神面前是一个怎样的人。
Let us open our Bibles to see what sort of person Moses was in the eyes of God.
生命记的34章10到12节。
Deuteronomy chapter 34 verses 10 to 12.
这个是神为摩西作见证。
This is the testimony from God.
他在神面前是一个怎样的神的仆人。
What kind of servant he is before God?
生命记34章10到12节。
Deuteronomy chapter 34 verses 10 to 12.
我们找到的我们一起读出来。
Let us read together.
以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的。他是耶和华面对面所认识的，耶和华打发他在埃及地向法老和他的一切臣仆，并他的全地行各样神迹奇事，又在以色列众人眼前显大能的手，行一切大而可畏的事。
Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face.Who did all those miraculous signs and wonders the Lord sent him to do in Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his officials and to his whole land? For no one has ever shown the mighty power or performed the awesome deeds that Moses did in the sight of all Israel.
弟兄姊妹，如果从刚才所读的经文细心去睇嘅时候呢，
Brothers and sisters, if we consider carefully from the passage that we just read,
在整个以色列民族当中，
in the whole nation of Israel,
甚至乎在现今世代的教会当中，
or even in the present age in the churches,
摩西在神面前是一个最蒙神喜悦的神的仆人。
Moses was the one that the Lord was most delighted in.
他是神所面对面所认识的。
He was known by God face to face.
如果大家有机会看希伯来书第三章对摩西的形容就很清晰。
If you have read Hebrews chapter 3, there's a description of Moses, then you will understand more.
那里讲到神的仆人，摩西在神的全家诚然尽忠。
It tells us that Moses was a servant of God and he was faithful in all Israel.
这个是神对摩西的定论。
This was the comment from God about Moses.
所以当我们看到摩西的一生的时候呢，
Therefore, when we see the entire life of Moses,
他不单只是神所拣选，
Not only was he chosen by God,
神所呼召的，
He was called by God,
他更加是神所大大使用的，
And he was greatly used by God.
在他的一生里面呢，
During his entire life,
就好像圣经所形容的，
It is what the Bible describes,
能够向主尽忠，
And he was faithful to the Lord,
能够至死忠心。
And he was faithful to be death.
弟兄姊妹，如果这样看摩西的时候呢，
If we look at Moses in this way,
这个神的仆人好像已经离世与神同在了。
This servant of God seems to be dying and to be with the Lord.
但他生命的样式仍然存留在这个世界上。
But his life pattern still exists in the world.
因为他的生命的样式记载在圣经里面。
Because his life pattern is recorded in the Bible.
成为后世每一个神的儿女所学习 同埋效法嘅对象。
To be an example for all Christians to follow。
弟兄姊妹，我哋需要效法学习摩西生命嘅样式。
Brothers and sisters, we need to follow the life pattern of Moses。
特别系向神尽忠呢部分。
Particularly his faithfulness to God。
因为希伯来书亦同样在形容摩西嗬。
Because similarly, the book of Hebrews describes Moses。
佢嘅对神尽忠，其实指向主救主耶稣基督。
That his faithfulness to God was pointing to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
指向道成肉身嘅主耶稣基督。
It is pointing to the Word who became flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ.
呢位圣洁无玷污尊荣嘅大祭司。
This holy, pure, glory high priest whom set apart from sinners.
佢点样同样喺神家里面向慈爱嘅天父尽忠
？How similarly he was faithful to God in God's house.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我哋要真真正正成为主耶稣基督手中贵重嘅器皿嘅话咧
，Therefore, brothers and sisters, if we want to be truly instruments for noble purposes of the Lord,
我哋需要喺摩西嘅生命样式身上有所学习。
Then we have to learn from the life pattern of Moses.
深深盼望在当中每一位弟兄姊妹。
I sincerely hope that, brothers and sisters,
每一位与神立约作贵重器皿嘅弟兄姊妹。
Everyone who entered into covenant to be instrument for noble purposes of the Lord.
当主耶稣基督荣耀再来嘅时候
，When one day when the Lord Jesus Christ come in glory.
当我哋喺基督台前交账嘅时候
，When we see God before His judgment table to give account to Him.
我哋都蒙主称呼，你是有良善又忠心嘅仆人。
Then we will be commended by God as good and faithful servants.
千万唔好俾主称呼为你是又懒又恶嘅仆人。
I hope that you will not be commended as bad and evil servant.
求主帮助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
如果从《生命记》嘅34章去睇咧
，From Deuteronomy chapter 34,
摩西有三方面嘅生命嘅样式。是我们应该学习。
There are three aspects of life patterns from Moses that we should follow.
三方面分别记载了在《生命记》的34章第五节。
The three aspects are recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 5.
那里讲到摩西死在摩押。葬在摩押。
It tells us that Moses died in Moab and buried in Moab.
这个是第一样生命的样式。
This is the first thing of his life pattern.
第二个样式在经文的第十节。
The second one is from verse 10.
就是与神面对面。
The Lord knew him face to face.
摩西与人不同的地方。
The big difference between Moses and all of us.
他能够与神面对面。
Is that he could see God face to face.
第三方面生命的样式
The third aspect of his life pattern
同样记载在经文的第七节
is recorded in verse 7
就是摩西死的时候
at the time when Moses died
是年120岁
he was 120 years old
三方面生命的样式
three areas of life patterns
第一死在摩押葬在摩押
firstly he died in Moab and buried in Moab
第二与神面对面
secondly the Lord knew him face to face
第三年120岁
Thirdly, 120 years old
给我们非常宝贵的提醒
They give us very precious reminder
我们先来思想第一方面
Let's consider the first aspect
死在摩押葬在摩押究竟是什么意思呢
Died in Moab, buried in Moab. What does that mean?
当看生命的第三章呢就会有点清楚了。
We will know clearer if we read Deuteronomy chapter 3.
请大家揭去生命的第三章。23节到26节。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 3. Verse 23 to 26.
找到我们将这几节经文读出来。
Let's read together.
那时我恳求耶和华说主耶和华，你已将你的大力大能显给仆人看，在天上在地下，有什么神能像你行事，像你有大能的作为呢？求你容我过去看约旦河那边的美地，就是那佳美的山地和黎巴嫩。但耶和华因你们的缘故向我发怒，不应允我。对我说罢了你不要向我再提这事。
At that time, I pleaded with the Lord, O sovereign Lord, you have begun to show to your servant your greatness and your strong hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth who can do the deeds and mighty works you do? Let me go over and see the good land beyond the Jordan, that fine hill country and Lebanon. But because of you, the Lord was angry with me and would not listen to me. That is enough, the Lord said. Do not speak to me anymore about this matter.
弟兄姊妹，如果从这几节经文去看，
Brothers and sisters, we can see from these verses,
一方面我们认识神仆摩西一生最大的盼望是什么？
We know that what is the greatest expectation of Moses.
他在神面前恳求，
And he was pleading with the Lord.
不是其他一切的事，
Not about other things.
那是他期望能够进入神的应许地迦南美地。
But he hoped to go into God's promised land, Canaan.
神啊，求你容我过去。
Lord, I hope you can let me go.
这个是摩西一生最大的盼望。
This is the greatest expectation of Moses.
是他最大的期望和理想。
It was his greatest expectation and ideal.
但是神拒绝了他。
But God refused him.
但是弟兄姊妹，摩西生命的样式就在这里表现出来。
Brothers and sisters, this is a manifestation of Moses' life pattern.
当神拒绝了他恳求的时候呢，
When God refused his pleading,
他就毫无保留的完全顺服。
Unreservedly and without hesitation, he completely submitted to the sovereign God.
弟兄姊妹，神的仆人能够彰显顺服的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when God's servant can demonstrate submission,
是神所最喜悦的。
This was pleasing to God.
因为圣经讲得很清楚，
Because the Bible tells us clearly,
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于羔羊的脂油。
It is better to heed than to offer sacrifice.To obey is better than offering the fat of rams.
亦都是道成肉身的主耶稣基督的样式。
And this is also the life pattern of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Word became flesh.
主耶稣本来有神的形象。
The Lord Jesus had the image of God.
但当他取了人的样式的时候呢？
But when he took up the appearance as a man,
他就全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
所以神很清楚的宣告，
Therefore God clearly proclaims to us,
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son to whom I'm pleased.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命的样式给我们一个学习的榜样。
Brothers and sisters, this life pattern gives us an example to follow.
弟兄姊妹，我们会在这个世界上的时候呢，
Brothers and sisters, while we live in this world,
无论我们在生活或者侍奉当中，
Whether it's about our daily life or when we serve God,
我们一定都会有自己的理想。
Surely we have our own ideals and expectations.
这个是理所当然的。
This is reasonable.
因为我们是人来的。
Because we are human beings.
但如果当一些期望或者理想一时间不能够达到的时候又怎么呢？
But when our expectations or ideals cannot be realized, then what should we do?
我们就需要学习摩西的榜样。
Then we should follow the life pattern of Moses.
在不违反真理的情况之下呢？
Under the condition that is not contrary to God's principle.
我们要学习完全的顺服。
We have to learn to be completely in submission.
顺服在神的主权之下。
To submit under the sovereignty of God.
顺服在神的旨意之下。
Submit under the will of God.
顺服在神的时间的安排之下。
Submit under the arrangement of time of God.
我们等待，我们忍耐。
We wait and we persevere.
即使神没答应，
Even when God does not answer,
我们都完全的顺服。
We completely submit.
就好像主耶稣基督在客西马尼园的祈祷一样。
Just like the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane.
父啊，可以的话将这个苦杯挪开。
Father, if it is possible, take this cup away.
然而，不要照我的意思，那要照你的意思。
Not according to my will, but according to your will.
在这里我必须提醒每一个愿意作主贵重器皿的弟兄姊妹。
Here I want to remind brothers and sisters who wish to be instruments for noble purposes of the Lord.
谦卑顺服这个生命的样式，
The life pattern of humility and submission
是我们必须学习的生命榜样，
Are life examples that we have to learn.
因为神喜悦，
Because this is pleasing to God.
因为神喜悦的时候呢，
Because when God is pleased with that.
神亦都愿意使用我们。
God is willing to use us.
以致我们成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
So that we can be holy and suitable for the master's use, and be prepared to do any good work.
的确，弟兄姊妹，我们同一性情的人啊。
Brothers and sisters, we all have the same nature.
顺服神 讲就容易。
It is easy just to talk about submission to God.
实行起上来的确好困难。
But when we have to put it into practice, it is very difficult.
但神俾我哋有机会。
But God gives us the opportunities.
如果你揸紧呢个真理嘅话咧
，If you grasp this truth，
起初嘅时候可能系勉强嘅顺服。
At the beginning, you might do it reluctantly.
但当我哋慢慢学习嘅时候咧
，But little by little, when we learn，
最后会去到一个地步全然顺服。
At the end, we will come to a stage when we can totally submit to God.
是甘心乐意义无反顾顺服。
We will do it willingly and without looking back.
因为这个也都是我自己经历过的生命的挣扎。
Because this is, I have also experienced the struggles about it.
等姐妹在1997年的时候我们离开新加坡。
Brothers and sisters, in 1997, we left Singapore.
当时是神的呼召要我们离开新加坡去到澳洲这个地图。
At that time, we were responding to God's calling for us to leave Singapore and come to Australia.
顶姐妹，事实上我们一点都不愿意。
Brothers and sisters, as a matter of fact, we were not very willing.
因为我们在新加坡有教会。我们有侍奉
Because we had a church, we were serving in some ministries.
我们有传福音的机会
We had the opportunities to share the gospel.
我们有很多当地好的朋友
We had many good local friends.
我们有好的生活环境
Also, we have good conditions of living.
最重要，我们很喜欢新加坡的生活模式
But more importantly, we like the lifestyle in Singapore.
但神就要呼召我们离开
But God called us to leave.
当时我们顺服
At that time, we submitted.
但是不代表内心冇挣扎
，But it doesn't mean that at that time we didn't have any struggle at all.
的确，我哋当时顺服。
Indeed, at that time we submitted.
于是就执行李啦。
Therefore, we were doing our packing.
去一个我哋未曾去过嘅地方。
To a place we never set foot on.
我哋勉强顺服神嘅旨意。
We submitted to God's will reluctantly.
想象唔到啊
！Unimaginably.
神将我哋带到澳洲嘅黄金海岸。
God brought us to the Gold Coast in Australia.
喺冇可能人嘅安排之下。
In a situation that is impossible to be arranged by man.
我哋有好好嘅居住嘅地方。
We had a good place to live in.
我哋有教会生活。
We had a church.
我哋有侍奉神嘅机会。
We had opportunities to serve God.
我哋有牧养嘅机会。
We had opportunity to shepherd others.
我哋有传扬福音嘅机会。
We had the opportunities to share the gospel.
我两个儿子入到非常好嘅学校。
Both of our sons went to a very good school.
想象唔到。
Unimaginably.
喺个六年光景里面。
In those 6 years.
每一日都经历神。
Every day I experienced God.
嗰段嘅岁月。
At that time.
简直系我哋一生里面黄金嘅岁月。
It was a golden age for us.
因为我哋亲自经历到呢位荣耀嘅神亲自与我哋同在。
Because we personally experienced the glorious God with us.
我哋亲眼睇到佢荣耀嘅作为。
We could see his glorious deeds with our own eyes.
当时以为我哋嘅一生就喺黄金海岸停留落嚟。
At that time, we thought that we would spend the rest of our lives there in Gold Coast.
想象唔到到2002年嘅十二月嘅时候咧。
Unimaginably, in December 2002,
神要呼召我哋又去一个未去过嘅地方。
God called us to go to a place where we never set foot on.
就系墨尔本。
That is Melbourne.
我哋又好唔心甘情愿。
We were very reluctant.
因为我哋未嚟过呢个地方。
Because we had never been to that place before.
我哋冇教会。
We didn't have church.
我哋冇侍奉。
We didn't have the place to serve God.
我哋冇亲人冇朋友。
We didn't have relatives or friends there.
我嘅儿子未有学校。
Our sons did not have a school.
但系最大嘅冲击系乜嘢咧
？But what was the biggest consideration?
神要我留低18岁嘅孩子喺昆士兰独立生活。
God wanted me to leave my 18-year-old son to be independent in Queensland.
按照我里面嘅挣扎。
According to the struggles within me.
弟兄姊妹，我绝对唔愿意。
Brothers and sisters, I absolutely did not want to.
但系最后我顺服。
But finally, I submitted.
因为神用咗半年嘅时间。
Because God used half a year's time.
用使徒行传20章同我讲说话。
He used Acts chapter 20 to speak to me.
就系使徒保罗离开以弗所教会嗰段经文。
That is the passage when the apostle Paul left the church of Ephesus.
最后我都顺服。
At the end, I submitted.
但唔代表内心世界冇挣扎。
But it didn't mean that I didn't have struggles within me.
嚟到墨尔本嘅时候咧
，When I arrived in Melbourne,
想象唔到
，Unimaginably,
神为我喺墨尔本呢个地土预备咗一班同走天路嘅弟兄姊妹。
God prepared for me a group of brothers and sisters who would go with me in the pilgrimage.
一班同往锡安嘅弟兄姊妹。
A group of brothers and sisters who would go on the way to Zion with me.
12年嘅岁月。
In this period of 12 years.
是我们最感恩的岁月。
This is the period that we feel most get thanksgiving to God.
同样我们在弟兄姊妹身上看到神自己的作为。
Similarly, I can see the deeds of God on brothers and sisters.
看到神怎样去建立弟兄姊妹。
I can see how God build you up, brothers and sisters.
去造就弟兄姊妹。
And to edify brothers and sisters.
这个是我们很感恩的时段。
This is a period that we are most thankful to God for.
我们又以为我们自己的一生会留在墨尔本。
We thought that we would stay in Melbourne for the rest of our lives.
但是在想象不到的时间呢?
But unimaginably,
在2015年的3月,
in March 2015,
那次就是我们自己要离开墨尔本。
This time it was we ourselves that wanted to leave Melbourne.
离开一个我们认为是令到我们忧伤难过的地方。
We wanted to leave a place that was causing us sorrow and sadness.
去哪里呢?
Where would we go?
我们完全不知道。
We did not know.
但我们总而言之就是要离开。
But we wanted to leave.
这个是我们的心愿。
This was our wish.
但又想象不到。
But unimaginably.
在四月份的时候呢?
In April.
以勒家出现了。
There appears Jairo Fellowship.
弟兄姊妹奇异的恩典就在这里。
Brothers and sisters, this is amazing grace.
当以勒家出现的时候，
With the appearance of Jairo Fellowship,
神的呼召来到。
God's calling came again.
你不是要去任何的地方。
You are not going to anywhere else.
你是要留在墨尔本。
You are going to stay in Melbourne.
弟兄姊妹，今次我的反应不同。
Brothers and sisters, this time my reaction was different.
以往我的反应是有挣扎。
In the past, I had struggles.
但今次是完全的顺服。
But this time, I was completely in submission.
而且充满感恩的顺服。
And I was submitting with thanksgiving.
但弟兄姊妹，由1997年至到2015年。
Brothers and sisters, since the year 1997 to 2001,
中间经历了18年。
It was a period of 18 years.
我先学到这个完全顺服的功课。
I could learn this lesson of being in complete submission.
直到今天的内心世界完全的充满感恩的顺服。
Until now, I am totally filled with thanksgiving.
我们不会为任何一个人一件事离开墨尔本。
We will not leave Melbourne because of anyone or anything.
除非神的呼召来到。
Unless God's calling comes.
今天我的心愿是什么呢?
Today, what is my greatest desire?
如果神要我留在墨尔本的话呢?
If God wants me to stay in Melbourne,
我愿意全心顺服。
I'm willing to submit totally.
明知道这个不是本来我的本性的倾向。
Brothers and sisters, this is not my natural inclination.
但是在18年的岁月里面，
But during the period of 18 years,
到现在已经是20年了。
Until now it's 20 years.
感谢神给我学好的功课。
I thank God for letting me learn this lesson well.
完全顺服天父上帝的旨意。
Totally submit to the will of the Heavenly Father.
但是弟兄姊妹一定不会搞错。
Brothers and sisters, this will not go wrong.
神从来没有亏待顺服他的人。
God will never do anything wrong to those who submit to him.
盼望我们在墨尔本这段日子呢，
I hope that during our time in Melbourne,
能够亲眼看到神兴起他自己的工人。
I can see with my own eyes that God raises his own servants.
在以勒家里面兴起新一代的工人。
That he will raise a new generation of servants in Jairo Fellowship.
更加在以勒家兴起新生一代的工人。
And also to raise servants from the new generation of Jairo Fellowship.
那我们就死而无憾。
Then we will have no regret when we die.
因为摩西生命结束的时候，
Because at the end of Moses' life,
他见到约书亚，
He could see Joshua.
弟兄姊妹，那份的安慰是多大的激励。
Brothers and sisters, how great was the comfort?
人生的确有很多我们自己个人的理想和期望。
In our life, it's true that we have our own personal ideals and expectations.
但盼望我们完全顺服在神自己的恩典的旨意当中。
I hope that we can completely submit to the gracious will of God.
而且是全心顺服。
And to submit totally.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
第二方面的生命样式是什么呢？
What is the second aspect of his life pattern?
是与神面对面。
That he was face to face with God.
和大家看两段经文。
Now let us read two passages.
一段在出埃及记的24章，在12到13节。
The first one is from Exodus, verses 12 to 13.
好了，找到我们一起读一下。
Let's read together.
耶和华对摩西说，你想瞻到我这里来，住在这里，我要将石板并我所写的律法和诫命赐给你，使你可以教训百姓。摩西和他的帮手约书亚起来，上了神的山。
The Lord said to Moses, Come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and commands I have written for their instruction. Then Moses set out with Joshua, his aide, and Moses went up on the mountain of God.
另外一段经文在新约圣经，马可福音第三章13-15节。
The other passage is from the New Testament book of Mark, chapter 3, verses 13-15.
找到我们都读出来。
Let's read together.
耶稣上了山，随自己的意思叫人来，他们便来到他那里，他就设立12个人。要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。
Jesus went up on the mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, designating them apostles, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons.
弟兄姊妹，如果综合两段经文去睇咧，
when we look at these two scriptures together,
你会睇到无论由旧约到新约吓，
you can see that from Old Testament to the New Testament,
当神要呼召一个神嘅仆人，使用一个神嘅仆人嘅时候咧，
when God wants to call a servant and to use a servant,
佢哋有好多方面嘅需要，
there are a lot of different needs.
佢哋需要真理，
they need the truth.
需要神赐下诫命。律例和典章。
Therefore, God gives the law and commands.
他们需要能力。
They need the power.
因为当他们要教训众人的时候，
Because when they had to teach the people,
他需要从圣灵而来的恩赐和能力。
They need the gifts and power from the Holy Spirit.
当然他们需要权柄。
And they also need authority.
他们都需要神的呼召。
And they also need the calling of God.
他们需要神的差遣。
They need the sending of God.
他们需要神的供应。
They need the provision from God.
他们需要神为他们预备的同工。
They also need the co-workers that God prepares.
等于当我们要成为贵重器皿的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we want to be instruments for noble purposes,
我们有很多很多方面的需要。
We have many different needs.
但如果从综合两段经文去看的时候，
But when we look at these two scriptures together,
最大的需要是什么？
What is the greatest need?
最大的需要就是与神同在。
The greatest need is to be with God.
能够恒常的与神面对面。
That they can always be face to face with God.
所以当神要使用摩西的时候，
Therefore, when God was going to use Moses,
他被呼召去到山上40昼夜与神面对面。
Moses was called to go up the mountain to be face to face with God.
同样主耶稣要使用12使徒的时候呢，
Similarly, when the Lord Jesus wanted to use the 12 apostles,
他要常常和主耶稣基督同在。
They always had to be with the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个就摩西给我们一个非常宝贵的生命的样式。
So this is a very precious life pattern from Moses.
很多方面的需要我们都真的需要。
There are many different areas of needs. They are truly needed.
但是最大的需要是什么呢？
But what is the greatest need?
就是恒常的去亲近神。
That is to draw close to God all the time.
好像先知但以理一样。
Like the prophet Daniel.
素常一样。
Just like before.
每日3次祷告亲近神。
3 times a day he prayed and drew near to God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们作为要作成主的贵重器皿的时候呢，
Brothers and sisters, if we want to be instruments for noble purposes of the Lord,
我们都需要每日有一些时间。
Then every day we have to set apart some time,
无论读经好，
whether it's for reading the Bible,
祷告好，
or praying,
灵修好，
or for daily devotion,
默想好，
or meditation,
都需要将一些时间分别出来去亲近神。
We need to set apart some time to draw near to God.
因为唯有亲近神的时候呢，
Because only by drawing near to God,
我们才能够得着从神而来的生命的样式。
Then we can attain the life pattern of the Lord.
得着神自己。
To attain God himself.
你知不知留意摩西在山上40昼夜之后呢？
After Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights on the mountain,
他落山的时候，
When he go down from the mountain,
他面上反射出神的荣光。
His face reflected the glory of God.
他先有能力带领200万的以色列人。
So he had the power to lead 2 million Israelites.
同样都 新約聖經嘅時候，亦都話俾我哋聽。
And also in the New Testament，
當我哋親近神嘅時候咧
，When we draw near to God，
我哋會反射出主嘅榮光。
We will reflect the radiance of the Lord。
我哋嘅生命會越嚟越似愛我哋嘅主。
Our life will be more and more like the Lord who loves us。
弟兄姊妹，呢個係完全冇捷徑。
Brothers and sisters， there is no shortcut at all。
亦都冇其他方法可以走。
And there is no other way。
當我哋親近神嘅時候咧
，When we draw near to God，
我哋嘅生命会像神。
Our life will be like the Lord。
我哋得着神自己。
We can attain God Himself。
我哋得着能够从神而嚟一切嘅供应同埋预备。
We can attain all the provision preparation from God。
但系相反，如果当我哋冇亲近神嘅时候咧
，But on the contrary, if we don't draw near to God，
就好似枝子离开葡萄树一样。
Then it is like the branches away from the vines。
我哋唔单止唔会结出果子。
Not only can we not bear any fruit，
我哋仲会好似枯干嘅枝子一样。
But we will be like withered branches，
只能够被扔在路旁，一点用处都冇。
Being thrown into the fire and of no use at all。
所以个与神面对面系非常非常宝贵嘅提醒。
Therefore, this is a great reminder for us to be face to face with God。
当我哋话要与神面对面嘅时候咧
，And also when we say we have to be face to face with God，
系需要付上代价嘅。
We need to pay the price。
顶姊妹，神嘅恩典喺十字架上嘅救恩系白白。
God's grace and the salvation on the cross is given to us freely。
但其他恩典嘅赐予咧
，But the provision of other grace
系需要人付上代价。
Can only be attained when people pay the price。
所以摩西要上山嘅。
Therefore Moses had to go up on the mountain。
喺上山嘅过程当中唔容易嘅。
The journey of going up the mountain was not easy at all。
佢要放下一切。
He had to leave everything aside。
佢要离开群众。
He had to be set apart from the crowd。
再冇一件事情可以缠累住佢。
No one single thing can entangle him anymore。
佢先能够由山下到山中。
So that he could go from the bottom of the mountain to the middle of the mountain。
由山中到山顶。
And then from the middle of the mountain to the top of the mountain。
喺嗰度先能够与神面对面。
Only there could he see God face to face。
同样喺我哋现实生活当中嗬。
Similarly in our present day life。
好多时候都好多事情缠累住我哋嘅。
Very often a lot of things entangle us。
人好事好生活好。
Whether it's people or some matters or things in our daily lives。
顶姊妹，有时我哋都需要付上一啲嘅代价。
Sometimes we have to pay a price。
作出一啲嘅牺牲。
To make some sacrifices。
有一啲嘅取舍。
We have to set some priorities。
乜嘢系最重要
？What is the most important？
乜嘢系次要
？What is less important？
最重要系神自己。
The most important thing is God Himself。
当亲近神嘅时候
，When we draw near to God，
与神面对面嘅时候
，When we see God face to face，
我哋能够得着一切。
Then we can attain everything。
所以求主帮助每一个愿意喺神面前立约作贵重器皿嘅弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, may God help us each one of us who is willing to enter into the covenant with God to be instrument for noble purposes。
其实唔难嘅。
Actually, it's not difficult。
神已经将每日嘅生命赐咗俾我哋。
God has already given us our life。
一日有24个小时。
There are 24 hours a day。
究竟你能够十一奉献啦，定百分一奉献俾神咧
？Can you be doing tithing or do you want to offer 1%？
将呢啲从神而嚟嘅生命同埋时间奉献俾神。
Sacrifice this time and part of your life to God。
用嚟亲近神。
To use it to draw near to God。
等之会永不后悔。
Brothers and sisters, this is something you will never regret。
当你与神面对面嘅时候咧
，When you see God face to face。
当我哋亲近神嘅时候咧
，When we draw near to God。
我哋得着神自己。
We attain God Himself。
我哋喺个世上生活嘅时候咧
，While we live in this world，
能够反射出主嘅荣光。
We can reflect the radiance of the Lord。
能够流露出基督耶稣嘅香气。
We can manifest the aroma of the Lord Jesus Christ。
顶姊妹，生命装假唔到嘅。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot really masquerade。
你亲近神如何
？How you draw near to God？
你嘅生命就如何
？Then how your life is？
你嘅生活就如何
？Then how you live your daily life？
完全冇得装假。
You cannot pretend。
所以求主帮助我哋。
So may the Lord help us。
争取每一个机会。
We make effort to seize up every opportunity。
好似参与呢个营会。
Just like coming to this camp，
弟兄姊妹真系蒙福嘅一群。
Brothers and sisters, indeed you are blessed。
能够争取呢个机会， 与神面对面。
You can seize the opportunity to be face to face with God.
好，第三样生命嘅样式。
What is the third aspect of the life pattern?
记载喺《生命记》嘅34章吓，第七节。
It is in Deuteronomy chapter 34:7.
就系讲到摩西死嘅时候年120岁。
It tells us that when Moses died, he was 120 years old.
当时佢眼目都冇昏花。
At that time, his eyes were not weak.
精神亦都冇衰败。
And his strength did not fail.
但弟兄姊妹，时间到了。
But brothers and sisters, time's up.
神定准嘅时间到了。
The appointed time of God has come.
摩西嘅生命就要结束。
Then Moses' life had to end.
弟兄姊妹，我哋每一个活喺呢个世界上嘅人，同样喺咁嘅处境当中。
Brothers and sisters, everyone living in this world is in the same situation.
冇一个人能够超越神所定嘅地界。
No one can exceed the boundary set by the Lord.
我哋一生嘅岁月。
Our days on earth.
神已经定咗噶啦。
God has already designated.
在当中就给我们一个非常宝贵的提醒。
Then it gives us a very precious reminder.
摩西120岁。
Moses was 120 years old.
他服侍主的年日是40年。
And he served the Lord for 40 years.
在他80岁人想象不到的时候。
At his age of 80, unimaginably.
神呼召他。
God called him.
神使用他。
God used him.
但他珍惜这个40年。
But he cherished these 40 years.
成为向主尽忠的神的仆人。
To become God's servant who was faithful to God.
弟兄姊妹，你和我究竟有多少年月呢？
Brothers and sisters, how many years or days do we have?
你和我究竟有多少侍奉主的机会呢？
How many opportunities do you and I have served the Lord?
我们都不知道。
We don't know.
但我们能够珍惜今天。
But we can cherish today.
珍惜神给我们的机会。
Cherish the opportunities that God gives to us.
在这里和大家看几节的经文。
Let us read a few verses.
希望加深大家的印象。
So that you will have a deeper impression.
在新約聖經使徒行傳第十七章第二十六節。
It is in the New Testament book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 26.
我們找到，我們一起讀啊。
Let us read together.
他從一本做出萬族的人，住在全地上，並且預先定準他們的年限和所住的疆界。
From one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the times set for them, and the exact places where they should live.
留意经文很清晰的宣告啊。
The passage tells us very clearly,
神已经预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
God has determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live.
弟兄姊妹，我们一生的岁月有多少？
Brothers and sisters, how many years do we have?
神已经定了。
God has already predetermined.
我们能够侍奉主的机会有多少？
How many opportunities that we can serve the Lord?
神已经定准了。
God has predetermined.
我们只能够用一个合宜的态度是什么呢？
What is the suitable attitude that we should take?
我珍惜神给我的机会。
We cherish the opportunities that God gives to me.
好像摩西一样。
Just like Moses.
他珍惜神给他的时日和侍奉神的机会。
He cherishes the time and the opportunities for God to let him serve.
因为人的一生我们没有掌握的。
Because we don't have any control over our lives.
但愿我们能够珍惜神给我们的机会。
But I hope that we can cherish the opportunities that God gives to us.
摩西珍惜。
Moses cherished.
他得着他活着那段的岁月。
He attained that while he was alive,
活得在神面前有价值有意义。
And he could live a life which was meaningful and valuable before God.
因为他知道时间过了就没有了。
Because he knew that after time passed, there would be no more opportunity.
这个世界一个永恒不变的事实。
There is eternally unchanging thing in the world.
一分钟过了就是过了。
After a minute is gone, it's gone.
你永远都追不回。
You can never chase it back.
永远都补偿不回。
You can never take it back.
所以如果我们不要后悔的话呢，
Therefore, if we don't want to regret,
我们珍惜神给我们的岁月，
we cherish the time that God gives to us,
珍惜神给我们侍奉主的机会，
we cherish the opportunities that God lets us serve him,
珍惜神给我们回报主的恩主的爱的机会，
cherish the opportunities for us to repay God's love and God's grace,
以至到我们有一天生命结束的时候呢，
so that one day when our life ends,
神接我们回天家的时候呢，
when God takes us to the heavenly home,
我们能够安然，
then we can face face him in peace.
因为我哋冇后悔。
Because we have no regrets.
所以三个摩西生命嘅样式出咗嚟啦。
Therefore, we have seen the three life patterns of Moses.
完全顺服。
Total submission.
恒常嘅亲近神。
And continuously drawn near to God.
珍惜机会。
And cherish the opportunities.
求主帮助我哋喺呢三方面有思想有学习。
May the Lord help us so that we can have reflection and follow the examples.
并且有所实践。
And also put it into practice.
咁我哋就能够成为一个真正名副其实嘅贵重嘅器皿。
Then we become a true instrument for the noble purposes of God.
我哋同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give you our thanks and praises.
感谢天父怜悯我哋。
We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have compassion on us.
愿意喺我哋当中。
That you are willing to be amongst us.
亲自向我哋讲说话。
And you speak to us.
用基督嘅爱呼召我哋。
And you call us with the love of Christ.
主，你更加愿意与我哋立约。
Lord, you are also willing to enter into a covenant with us.
使我哋成为蒙福嘅一群。
So that we become the blessed.
能够作主耶稣基督贵重的器皿
to be instruments for the noble purposes of the Lord.
主，你更加坚固我们。
Lord, you also strengthen us.
要我们当刚强壮胆。
You tell us to be strong and courageous.
你都提醒我们。
You also remind us.
要我们警醒与谨守。
To be alert and self-controlled.
你更加安慰我们。
You also comfort us.
因为你必施行拯救与保护。
Because surely you will save us and protect us.
你更加教导我们。
You also teach us.
要学习摩西生命的样式
to learn the life patterns of Moses,
成为在神的家全然尽忠的人
so that we can become people who are faithful in God's house.
主，我们感谢赞美你
Lord, we give you our thanks and praises.
也愿将在座当中每一位弟兄姊妹交托给主
and we commit every brother and sister here to you.
在以后一生的岁月当中
in the years to come,
或许我们会有面对很多挑战艰难的时候
perhaps we will face a lot of situations whenWe face difficulties and challenges.
亦都有我哋面对软弱失败嘅时候。
Or there are times when we face our failures and weaknesses.
但求主施恩嘅手亲自拯救保护大家。
Lord, may your gracious hand save us and protect us.
求主亲自帮助众弟兄姊妹。
Lord, may you help each one of us.
建立众弟兄姊妹。
Build us up.
我哋同心感恩，仰望祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our praises, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.